Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we got a chance to bring our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She's nationally recognized social media expert and certainly our social media, top social media expert in the country. And she's our good friend Kathy Perry. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. Kathy, I love hearing all the changes and the adjustments to all the social media platforms because they continue to make me look like a genius.
Yes. You predicted all of that.
I warned people, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Now, I didn't say don't do business with them, don't hang out with them, don't use them to your advantage. I just said don't trust them. And don't put all your eggs in one basket, and don't be naive. Mainly, don't be naive about them. Don't be romantic about them, right?
That's true.
They're businesses, and you know, I love what somebody once said. They said about countries, they said countries don't have friends, they have interests.
Mm-hmm.
Major corporations don't have friends, they have interests. Mm-hmm. And the interests are their interests, not yours, right?
That's true.
So give us the news on Facebook.
So, well, the news is they started their person-to-person, they call it P2P payments, instant message money. Oh, my goodness.
So your daughter or your son calls and says, hey, I bounced a check. I need $100. Can you send
it? I need money. So you can send it now through Facebook with this instant message, and it connects your debit card that is connected to your bank to their debit card.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can start a message.
Sort of like PayPal?
A little different in that because it's so simplified, it's you're already logged into Facebook, you get a message from a friend, mm-hmm. and you tap on the dollar icon and it says enter the amount you want to send or pay, and then they're connected to you and to your bank account. You know, mm-hmm. the problem is that there's a lot of people who hijack your account and send messages to your friend, and they say, hey, I'm sending you some money.
Right.
And all of a sudden, and you say, hey, okay, I'm going to accept your money.
Uh-huh.
You've just given them
you
access
open up your
bank account.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
So it's a social engineering problem.
So is this so here's the question. It sounds to me what do you got to do, a double opt-in kind of confirmation of who you're doing this with?
Well, you really better make sure it is from your friend. Might not be. It might be that somebody has hijacked your friend's account.
Well, it's just like when you get one of these phishing emails.
Yes,
that look so darn good.
Really,
they look so darn good. They look so darn good that you think, well, you know, obviously this is how would anybody else know you and I just got through talking about this, right?
Yeah.
And you better call them up or something. You better use the plain old telephone service and call them up or something. And the old use 200-year-old technology to find out if the new stuff is right or not.
That's true, because there's several kinds of scams that could be. Mm-hmm. You could get nailed with. So you really have to be aware that somebody might be impersonating one of your friends
mm-hmm.
before you click, I'm sending them money, or I'm receiving money from them, because either way, they can get you.
Right.
So it's really, you know, it's like, okay, a simple new little thing that sounds really good, but there are people that know how to exploit it immediately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the same way they did with when Apple Pay came out. They kind of liken it to that, and people
right.
you know, started making cash right away gaming the system from Apple Pay.
So what do you do? Do you recommend this? Do you use this?
No.
Is it safe? Is it safe even if you find out that you're sending it to the right person?
You know, I just don't think there's enough security involved in it.
Because there's too many doors that get opened up along the way, isn't there?
Especially with Facebook, because their platform's so wide open. I certainly wouldn't want to.
It's what PayPal does. This is what PayPal does. This is not what Facebook does.
That's right.
I mean, Facebook,
I would rather go with a PayPal because they do have a lot more security.
They know how to lock the doors, not let the bad guys in. So at least so far, right?
That's right.
Hold on to that thought. Right back with our good friend Kathy Perry. KathyPerry.com, right, Kathy?
Yep. Thank you.
Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J. We'll be right back.
Jody's gone to the rodeo, and you know some good old boys are ready to ride.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.